Today on Real Radio.
But if you're here today and you say, man, I can't stand you, I can't stand this church, and I put a $10 check in, I want my check back. You know what? We'll give you your check back. In fact, if you take your check back, you watch what God does for us.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament narrative written by Luke. We're in chapter 16 and looking at the first 14 verses, which contains the explanation by Messiah himself that man cannot serve money and God at the same time. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a mini-series called What's in Your Wallet?
What you and I have in our wallets will someday repay us. And you're saying, what? How? Huh? Yeah, this way. It's so cool. As a Christian, can you guys hear me? As a Christian, none of us should look at money as dollars or dollars as money. In this church, and I thank God I do not have jurisdiction over any other church, everything that we do in this church, we, from the very beginning, because God took it all away from me in the very beginning, we will not look at dollars as money or money as dollars. Do you know what they are? If you open your wallet right now and you have what looks like to you $10 in there, it's not $10. It's 10 tools. Because we're Christians. We've been called to build the kingdom of God. It's the tools. If you keep looking at money in the way of tools, you'll never get goofy about it. You won't get strange about it. How many tools do we have to send missionaries to the world? How many tools do we have to pay the light bill? How many tools do we have? See, you start talking about money and dollars and people can't handle it. They get weird. Imagine this morning. We think, well, Pastor, I can't believe you're talking about this right now. Yeah, you know what? You have no problem going to Vegas and talking about money. Think about how much is being offered to the gods and the idols of Vegas right now. I remember driving by Vegas. My dad would never. We'd go up to South Dakota, where my dad was from. We'd go get gasoline and eat in Vegas, because back in those days, in 1860, you could buy... You could get a prime rib dinner for $1.99 and fill up your tank for 25 cents a gallon. My dad used to own a gas station. I remember those days. He would not spend money there. My dad was not a Christian, but he would say, Jack, you see all those lights on in that city? Yep. All the losers pay the light bill. Think about it. It's true. All the losers pay the light bill. That stuck with me since I was a kid. You think all the people at the altar of those one-armed bandits. And if it's not a one-armed bandit, they're just pulling money out and throwing it onto a table. Take it, take it, take, watch. Take my money, take it. Here, I'll write the note to my house. Take my house, you can have it all. You silly fool, it wasn't yours to give away. It belonged to God. It's all his money. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we walk around and say, well, you know, you don't know who you're talking to, do you? I got 20 bucks in my pocket. You ought to be nice to me. Hey, listen, it's God's 20 bucks that he put in your pocket. You should be on your knees thanking God for it. Someday what you and I have will repay. It's going to pay one way or the other. Look at verse 3. We're required to be current regarding what God has for us. This steward says in himself, he says to himself, man, what am I going to do? My master's taking away my job. And this is kind of, it's kind of... cute, funny, sad at the same time. He says, I cannot dig. The word here, cannot dig, it's the word soft. I'm too soft to dig. My hands, I got hands like Jack. I mean, he's obviously a desk jockey guy. I shook hands with a guy the other day. He was a His hands hurt me when I shook hands with him. He didn't squeeze my hands. His hands hurt. I thought he had like needles in his hands. I looked at him, and he goes, I make horseshoes for horses. I shoe horses. The guy's hands were like razor blades. And he's holding my little wimpy hand. What do you do? Play with cotton balls? I mean, it's like... This man, that's the word. This guy says, man, I'm too soft to dig. I can't dig. I'm a wimp. And I'm too proud to go begging to people. That's what the guy says. What am I going to do? The guy gets a thought. And it's amazing because Jesus, though he doesn't condone the man's evilness, Jesus commands the guy's resourcefulness in his head. Jesus is saying Christians need to be thinking. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, don't be deceived. Don't trick yourself. God's not made fun of. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will reap corruption, death, destruction. You're going to live for yourself, you're going to die. You're going to do what you want to do, it's going to end up nothing. But he who sows to the Spirit will reap of the Spirit everlasting life. That's an amazing thing. Just because somebody has money, by the way, doesn't mean they're good or they're evil. Do you understand that? It means they are incredibly responsible for a lot. I tell you, I was so convicted this week preparing for this message because I have always said, man, I wouldn't want to be Bill Gates. He's going to have to stand before God. He's got billions of dollars. And the Lord said, you're going to stand before me to give an account for hundreds of dollars. The book of Romans says, before God, every man will stand or fall before the Lord. So we better be careful if we think, oh man, I got to have money and it's my money and don't touch my money. It's an idol. Jesus said in Luke 6:24, woe to you who are rich, who have received your consolation. In other words, these were rich people who cared less about those that are hurting. Oh, they're a bunch of bums. Let them starve. God blesses the Christian so the Christian who's blessed can turn around and bless other people. I think, listen, look, I have to qualify this. I am not a word faith person. I despise that doctrine. I'm not a blab it and grab it kind of guy. I don't believe in that crazy doctrine. God wants you rich. I think that's a demonic doctrine. But I will tell you this. If Christians would see the truth that whatever they have belongs to God, I think God just might give more Christians more, knowing they're not going to worship it, but use it to the glory of God. Why do all the weirdos have all the money? Think about it. I've always wondered. I've always said to my wife, you know, Hugh Hefner, the Playboy man, I don't care. That's the whole girl thing. That's never flipped me out. I've always wondered, this guy became a billionaire on exploitation. What does he do with his money? To have a guy that evil have that kind of money. I've always wanted to say, God, what are you doing? But you know what? Do you realize that that man will answer someday to God for that? And you say, yeah, boy, is he going to get it? Wow! But wait a minute. If I've got 10 bucks and I'm walking down the street and somebody, oh, what's the matter? Oh, man, I'm really hungry and I lost my job. And oh, dude, that's a bummer. Hey, I'll pray for you. You know what? That's equally as bad as Hugh Hefner. The Bible says if you and I have the power to do good, to do it. Yeah, but what if, but then I won't have 10 bucks. Guess what? If you give it out, God's going to give it to you, so you give it out again. He says so. Okay, also this. Listen, what's in your wallet will someday repay you this way, prophetically. Prophetically. He says, I've resolved what to do. I am going to do this. When I'm put out of my job, my stewardship, they, the people who owe my boss, they will receive me into their houses. I've got a plan. Now, granted, it is a pretty bizarre plan, and the explanation, though, will quite surprise you, I think. But the man is looking ahead to make sure that he's okay. This is something that Western Christians fail at miserably. You and I as believers need to be looking ahead prophetically. For example, when you and I die, how will we keep investing in Christian ministry? You say, Pastor, hello, you said when we're dead. That's exactly what I said. When you and I die, we're not taking what we have with us. Can you imagine? Gabriel, Michael, you two archangels there, can you pick that stuff up and take it with me? It ain't going. It's not going. So what are you going to do with it? Put it to use for the kingdom of God. You can't take it, but you can send up the dividends to the throne room of heaven. Use it to the glory of God. People have wills. People have trust. People have their life written out should they die. Where's God in it? God better be in it, you know. Think about it. Very important. Think prophetically about what you and I have. Are you going to get a paycheck next week? I tell you, my wife, Lisa, was born and raised tithing when she was a little kid. I didn't grow up in a Christian church. So when her and I met, I was going to Calvary Chapel for a year and a half. And then I met her, took her to church. And the plate, remember I told you about my previous attitude? Oh man, this place is loaded. They don't need my money. Because I need my money. The plate went by. This must have been our second date, because our first date was a Monday night with Greg Laurie. Second date was Sunday. The plate goes by. She's just, I think, 19 years old, 18 or 19 years old. We got married young, man. And she goes, what are you doing? I go, what do you mean what I'm doing? She goes, you didn't put anything in the offering when it went by. I'm serious. You can ask her after service. And I said, look at this place. And she said, oh, man. You don't get it. You don't get it. And we had a come to Jesus meeting. And she won. She won. Listen, teach your kids to tithe. Teach your kids from the beginning it all belongs to God. When that plate goes by, if you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, like Mark Twain, he said he went to a church one time, the church was so rotten, the service was so boring, that they passed the plate at the end of the service. Mark Twain took money out of it because he said it was such a horrible service. Don't do that. But listen, non-believer, let the plate go by. Believer, you should give to God that which is in your heart to give. If it's a dollar, give it with a smile on your face. If it's $1 million, give it with a smile on your face. It's going to God. Do it with the right heart. You say, Pastor, what if I gave my money to some televangelist and he squandered it and blew it on his private $43 million jet? And he flies all over the world and I can keep going and I can tell you who it is, but I'm not going to. God will bless you and God will take care of him. Okay? Don't worry about that part. But you give to God with a joyful heart about it. Think prophetically, though. Listen to this. Very serious. Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given back to you, God says. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will it be put back into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. I love that. Here comes the plate. Here, give. Put a nickel in there. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. That's what the Bible says. Here it comes. Oh, man. Here it comes. Oh. You know what's tough about that? If you can't put the dollar in there, there it goes. Okay, listen. It indicates where your heart is. Jesus said, God or money, God or money. Isn't it? He didn't say God or bananas, God or bananas. He didn't say God or houses, God or houses. He didn't say God or food, God or food. He said God or money. And is that not true? Throughout all the millennia of man's existence, is it not true that money's the issue? God or money, God or money. Wherever we have our loyalties is where our money's going to go. Jesus said it's a matter of the heart, didn't he? Listen to this. Malachi 3:8. I'm going as fast as I can. Malachi 3:8. Listen, mark it down. Wow. Will a man rob God? Can you imagine sticking a gun in God's robe? Hey, this is a stick up. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you, God? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me. Even this entire nation has robbed me, says the Lord. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse of God, the house of worship, that there may be food in my storehouse. And listen to this. Test me now in this thing, says the Lord. It's the only thing God says in the Bible. Test me. Give to me. Watch what happens. You see, Pastor, I can't afford to give to God. Hey, let me tell you, I can't afford not to give to God. Because when I say, thank you for everything you give me, God, and you ain't getting none of it back, God says, well, you know what? All right, go ahead and be like that. Things are getting pretty tight up here in heaven, too. What if he sent you that note? Things are pretty tight up here. Prepare yourself, for I can only give you 62% of the oxygen that I gave you last week. He could do it. He says, test me. What's he say? Watch. Test me, says the Lord. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and put out for you such blessings that you will not be able to have enough room to receive it. You say, man, what does that mean? Does that mean if I give $100, I'll get $10,000 back? I don't know what it means. But listen, you may not get a penny back from God. Well, then I'm not going to give. Well, then money's your God. But listen, here's what God does do. If you're faithful to tithe, if it's a nickel and you're faithful, every week you're faithful, you know what he does? He blesses you with things like, according to this verse, your car doesn't break down. You realize, man, I have been so healthy for so long. Praise the Lord. You know what? The relationship between my mom and dad or my sister or my brother or blah, 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 it's been rotten, but all of a sudden it's getting better. He will bless you the way you need to be blessed. Will he give you money? That's his business. I've asked. It hasn't happened yet. That's not the... But I'm healthy enough to talk to you right now. And listen, this weekend has been a year since I went down in front of you guys. Remember when I crashed from exhaustion? Man, I don't do that anymore. It's been 1 year this weekend. It's like, Lord... Because God told me during that downtime, he said, Jack, if you don't take a rest, if you don't take a break, I'll take it from you. Yes, sir. Luke 21:31, seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added to you. We will someday be repaid by how we invest in this life. Thirdly, verses 5 through 7, we're required to be creative about our giving to God. We're required to be creative. Look what it says. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him. This guy's slick. And he said to the first guy, hey, how much do you owe my master? Watch this. You're going to think he's lying. He's not lying. It's pretty bizarre. And the man said, I owe your master 100 measures of oil. So the steward said, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Guess what? He's not lying. Who's not lying? The steward's not lying. You guys, in that time of life, stewards, check it out. That was part of their pay. This is what the guy did. The steward was hired by the rich man to manage his affairs. And what would happen is the rich man would say, I want this much out of this operation. Are you guys all with me, everybody? This is really slick thinking. This is really smart. All the master said was to the steward, I want $50 a month from this guy who produces the oil. He says, okay, got it. You'll have your $50. The steward walks over to the guy that produces oil and says, $100 a month. It's $100 a month. Because in that law, at that time, whatever the steward made, that's how he was paid. He made a percentage or the amount over what the master needed. Do y'all get that? It's brilliant. So what this guy did, he's making all this money. So what he says, that's why he had the power to write it down. The agreement between the steward and the producer was 100, but the agreement between the steward and the rich man was 50. That gave him the power to say to the producer, I tell you what, I'll discount it for you. Pay up. Thank you. Gosh, that's great. All right, you bet I'll sit down and sign it. The guy wound up, listen, still getting something, huh? Appeasing his steward, his boss, and now the man he gave a break, now that man's indebted to him. Jesus commends this activity for the children of men. I mean, for the children of God, need to be smart. What does the Bible say? Be as smart or as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. You ever do business with a Jewish person? It's amazing. I love it. They're brilliant. And once you come to the agreement, you better wait and think it through. Because God has made them so smart. It's just like this story here. Smart. We need to be smart like that. I want you to know, church, here's some inside church business. The board of this church, for 18 years, do you know what the motto is? With what we're considering now, how does this exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? And God has, this church, by his grace, has never, one day, ever been in the red, ever, for 18 years, because the motto is constantly, this money that we have, which are tools, how do these tools glorify the name of Jesus Christ in what we're considering? Amen. It is an awesome way to live, because you know what? You realize that in your wallet, it belongs to him. It is an amazing thing. You guys, when we open up our wallets, it's exposing what's in our heart. You ever connect that? Think about it. And I know somebody doesn't want to hear this. Oh, man, all they want is my money. Listen, don't come next week. We don't want your money. If you put money in the offering this week, it's got to be, you know, we have to be able to, you have to prove it. If you wrote a check, don't say, well, I gave $1,000 cash. Can I have it back? I'm sure you could be the Mark Twain among us. But if you're here today and you say, man, I can't stand you. I can't stand this church. And I put a $10 check in. I want my check back. You know what? We'll give you your check back. In fact, if you take your check back, you watch what God does for us. True story. I'll slow down when I've made my first million. When I have $1 million in the bank, I heard this, then I'll slow down. Guess what happened? Last time I heard, $10 million in the bank. The next million, I'll slow down. No way. It's killing them. What's in your wallet? I hope when you open it up, you see nothing but tools for the glory of God. And God has given you the incredible responsibility to use them for the furtherance of his kingdom.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a presentation called What's in Your Wallet? It's a look at the first 14 verses of Luke chapter 16 that deals with the issue of money and how believers need to view it as well as handle it. We'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. In the meantime, we'd like to remind you that, speaking of which, Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is supported by its listeners. All donations are tax deductible, as we are a nonprofit. We simply want to get the word out. To get in touch with us here at Real Radio, there's more than one way to do so. You can pay us a visit at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO. It's also easy to remember, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.